Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. This week, we are presenting The Little Red Hen, a classic fable adapted by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Paxton, Cooper, Eleanor, Emily, and their family, Ellis and Sloane Emerson Wright and their family, and Oscar and Helena and their family. Thank you for helping to support our show, Emily, Eleanor, Cooper, Paxton, Sloane, Ellis, Helena, and Oscar. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. You may have noticed that we've had more ads on the show lately, and we wanted to reassure you that this is just during the holiday season and not the new normal. We'll be donating the revenue from our holiday ads in the name of the podcast and our listeners to DonorsChoose.org, funding educational projects in public schools around the country. As always, if you head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge, no matter how small, we provide you with ad-free downloads of all of our stories for you to keep.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder, or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Little Red Hen. A fat, white, wriggling worm pushed up through the earth. It stretched its long, worm body in the sun of the barnyard dirt, and then it was quickly gobbled up by a little red hen.
"Mmm," said the little red hen. "Nothing starts the day off better than a fat, wriggling worm. I swear it's bitter than a cup of coffee."
This was a morning tradition for the little red hen. Each day as the sun rose, she would climb out of her roost and scratch and peck in the dirt, hunting for worms to feed her chicks. She continued on and soon found another worm, even fatter than the first. She called, and all her little chickies came running. They would crowd around their mother and excitedly cheep and chirp and flap their fuzzy yellow wings. The little red hen, ever the proper chicken, would make them wait their turn. Only when they settled down and got in line would each one get a big piece of worm to eat. They all loved it. The little red hen and her chicks weren't the only animals on the farm. There was also a lazy cat that napped in the sun by the barn door. Most cats are lazy, but this cat was the laziest of them all. It couldn't even be bothered to chase the fat rat that lived in the back of the barn. It would, when it saw the fat rodent, meow at it, but even its meows lacked conviction. Less meow and more meow. Even fatter than the rat and lazier than the cat was the pig. It lived in a big mud puddle on the side of the barn, and it didn't care about anything but finding more to eat. Safe to say, the little red hen was the hardest worker on the whole farm. One day, while she was pecking and scratching in the dirt, the little red hen found a seed. At first, the little red hen thought it was a fat little worm, though a short one, but when she took a little taste, she realized it wasn't a worm at all. She took the seed in her beak and brought it all around the farm, comparing it to this and that. Finally, after much research, the little red hen learned that it was a wheat seed, and that if she planted it, it would grow into wheat, which could be made into flour, which could be made into bread, which could be made into breadcrumbs, every chicken's favorite snack. The little red hen was busy finding bugs for her chicks to eat, but she thought perhaps one of the other animals on the farm would be able to help. After all, they all seemed to have plenty of spare time.
"Excuse me," she said aloud. "I found a wheat seed, which we can use to make bread."
At this, the cat and the rat and the pig all perked up.
"But I'm very busy, so tell me, who will help me plant the seed?"
"We're awful busy, can't you tell? I can't believe she's asking. This mud won't roll in itself, I've just begun my basking. If you think we'll help you with your wheat, the answer's in this song. You're wrong, 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 wrong."
"Fine, then I'll do it alone,"
the little red hen said. And that night, after she had fed herself and her chicks, she stayed up extra late and planted the seed. Sure, it was a lot of extra work, but the little red hen knew it would be worth the investment. The summer rolled on by, bright and hot and sunny with just the perfect amount of rain. The wheat grew tall and straight and full, and before long it was ready to harvest. The little red hen was busy finding bugs for her chicks to eat, but she thought perhaps one of the other animals on the farm would be able to help. After all, they all seemed to have plenty of spare time.
"Excuse me! The wheat is grown full and delicious!"
At this, the cat and the rat and the pig all perked up.
"But I'm very busy, so tell me, who will help me with the harvest?"
"We're awful busy, can't you tell? I can't believe she's asking. This mud won't roll in itself, I've just begun my basking. If you think we'll help you with your wheat, the answer's in this song. You're wrong, 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 wrong."
"Fine, then I'll do it alone,"
the little red hen said. And that night, after she had fed herself and her chicks, she stayed up extra late and borrowed the farmer's sickle and harvested all the wheat. Sure, it was a lot of extra work, but the little red hen knew it would be worth the investment. The next day, she looked at the nicely cut wheat and was very pleased. She gathered it into a big pile, and she knew it was ready to be threshed. The little red hen was busy finding bugs for her chicks to eat, but she thought perhaps one of the other animals on the farm would be able to help. After all, they all seemed to have plenty of spare time.
"Excuse me! The wheat is cut and stacked quite nicely."
At this, the cat and the rat and the pig all perked up.
"But I'm very busy. So tell me, who will help me thresh the wheat?"
"We're awful busy, can't you tell? I can't believe she's asking. This mud won't roll in itself, I've just begun my basking. If you think we'll help you with your wheat, the answer's in this song. You're wrong, 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 wrong."
"Fine, then I'll do it alone,"
the little red hen said. And that night, after she had fed herself and her chicks, she stayed up extra late and threshed the wheat all on her own. Sure, it was a lot of extra work, but the little red hen knew it would be worth the investment. The next day, she looked at the finely threshed wheat and her stomach grumbled, knowing how close she was to having bread. The wheat just needed to be ground into flour. The little red hen was busy finding bugs for her chicks to eat, but she thought perhaps one of the other animals on the farm would be able to help. After all, they all seemed to have plenty of spare time.
"Excuse me," she said aloud. "The wheat is threshed and ready to be made into flour."
At this, the cat and the rat and the pig all perked up.
"But I'm very busy. So tell me, who will help grind the wheat?"
"We're awful busy, can't you tell? I can't believe she's asking. This mud won't roll in itself, I've just begun my basking. If you think we'll help you with your wheat, the answer's in this song. You're wrong, 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 wrong."
"Fine, then I'll do it alone,"
the little red hen said. And that night, after she had fed herself and her chicks, she stayed up extra late and carried the wheat to the nearby mill and ground it into fine white flour. Sure, it was a lot of extra work, but the little red hen knew it would be worth the investment. The next day, she looked at the fine white flour and knew that it was ready to be made into bread. She had never made bread before, but she had seen the farmer do it often enough to know that it wasn't very hard. Of course, the little red hen was busy finding bugs for her chicks to eat, but she thought perhaps one of the other animals on the farm would be able to help. After all, they all seemed to have plenty of spare time.
"Excuse me, the flour is ready to be made into bread."
At this, the cat and the rat and the pig all perked up.
"But I'm very busy, so tell me, who will help bake the bread?"
"We're awful busy, can't you tell? I can't believe she's asking. This mud won't roll in itself, I've just begun my basking. If you think we'll help you with your wheat, the answer's in this song. You're wrong, 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 wrong."
"Fine, then I'll do it alone."
And that night, after she had fed herself and her chicks, she stayed up extra late and snuck into the farmhouse and baked all the flour into hot loaves of bread, which she then crumbled up into breadcrumbs and put in a big basket. Sure, it was a lot of extra work, but the little red hen knew it would be worth the investment. The next day, she looked at her basket full of freshly baked breadcrumbs and breathed deep. It smelled absolutely wonderful. In fact, it smelled so good, she didn't even have to call out. The cat and the rat and the pig all wandered over to her, curious and eager.
"Excuse me," she said aloud. "The breadcrumbs are ready to eat."
At this, the cat and the rat and the pig all perked up.
"But I'm very busy, so tell me, who will help me eat the breadcrumbs?"
"We will, we will,"
the other animals all chanted.
"Wrong, wrong, wrong," said the little red hen. "You didn't want to help plant or harvest or thresh or grind or bake, so you don't get to help eat it either."
And the little red hen brought the baskets to her chicks, and they had breadcrumbs enough for days and days of delicious meals. The end. Today's story, The Little Red Hen, was adapted by Daniel Hines, performed by me, Amanda Weldon, with songs by us both. If you would like to support the show, please head to our iTunes page and leave us a review. If you would like to receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks for listening.
You're weak, the answer's in this song. You're wrong, 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 wrong.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.